This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Louisiana is among the states with lower COVID-19 vaccination rates. And according to the Louisiana Department of Health, Northwest Louisiana parishes trend about 30% of fully vaccinated people. As more people relax mitigation measures such as social distancing, mask wearing, and gather in large groups, healthcare officials are concerned that a surge in COVID-19 infections is around the corner, leading to more hospitalizations and deaths. Louisiana's neighbor, Arkansas, is having a severe outbreak of COVID infections and an increase in hospitalizations. More than 95% of these are among younger, unvaccinated people. The more transmissible Delta variant accounts for 1 in 4 new infections. While the older Alpha variant makes up most COVID-19 cases in the Shreveport-Bossier area, healthcare officials say the more infectious Delta variant will probably become the dominant strain and likely caused by people resuming pre-pandemic behaviors. Now, despite the recent uptick in COVID-19 cases, Louisiana education leaders are leaving decisions on mask mandates, physical distancing, and other measures aimed at lessening COVID-19 spread to local public school districts for the upcoming year. The Department of Education sent updated guidance to K-12 school systems that recommends but doesn't mandate face coverings for all unvaccinated adults and students in grades 3-12 while inside school facilities. It also offers suggestions for distancing of students and isolation for those who contract COVID-19 or were in close contact with others who get sick. But the only mandate involves a federal requirement that passengers on school buses must wear a mask. The Louisiana Department of Education also announced it has received federal funding to accelerate recovery efforts from the pandemic. State Superintendent of Education, Dr. Cade Brumley, released a video explaining more.
We are proud to announce that Louisiana's Department of Education is launching an academic recovery plan like never before. Our state received more than $4 billion to assist schools with addressing the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic.
90% of the funds will flow directly to school systems and will be accessible through the grant application called ACHIEVE. The funds are part of 3 stimulus recovery packages approved by Congress, known as the Elementary and Secondary School Emergency Relief Fund. Texas health officials warn the more contagious Delta variant of COVID-19 accounts for up to half of new cases across the state. Chief State Epidemiologist Dr. Jennifer Shuford says that's up from about 20% of confirmed infections in mid-June.
So we're just seeing increases in the ability of this virus to spread. And when that happens, we expect larger outbreaks that can grow very quickly just because these new strains of the virus can spread so easily.
And later today, Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards will announce the first COVID-19 vaccine lottery winners. It's not too late to qualify for the remaining prizes, including a $1 million grand prize. To participate, go to shotatamillion.com. This is Red River Radio.